Va'era. Right, Tavshin Ayin Zayin. So the very beginning of the Parsha, it says, Va'idaber Elokim el Moshe, Va'yomer lo v'ani Hashem, Va'yiro el Avram el Yitzchak el Yaakov v'kel Shaka, Yushmi Hashem lo nodati lohem. So Rashi says, "Bekel Shakai, if tachtim havtochos, ubekum amarti lehem ani kel Shakai." Right? He says, "I promised them promises, and in all of them I said ani kel Shakai." Now Rav Tzadik points out, right, that you find the Shem Havaya by, what do you call it, by the Avos. You find by the Havtochos, the promises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes to them. So Tzadik points out, you look all over, what do you call them, Sefer Bereishis, you find the Shem Hashem, not the, what do you call, Shakai. By Avram, it's true, you do find Kel Shakai, but it's only, that's the introduction to Parshas Mila. Introduction to Parshas Mila, he says, Ani Kel Shakai. Right? Right? And then he commands him to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mila. Just open the Lech Lecha. You know, Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk Zayin. Vayom Rei Lav, Ani Hashem, Asher Tzitzich Meir Kastim, Lasef Lecha Aser Tzahar Tzazos L'Rishta. I'm taking you out of it quickly. He says, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. I took it out of to give you this land. Everywhere. Right? Everywhere. Hayad dvar Hashem l'Avram b'machazel l'mor al kira Avram anochim magin l'cha b'rispe abstarim schar kahar b'me'od. It's all over. Ani Hashem. Right? Yud kei vav kei. Not kel shakai. When it comes to the mitzvah of right, the mitzvah of Milas, it says Vayi Avram ben Tishim Shana V'Seisha Shanim V'Yera Hashem El Avram. Okay, V'Yom Reilav Ani Kel Shakai Kisalich Lekonai V'Heyei Samim Ani Kel Shakai. I am Kel Shakai. Kisalich Lekonai V'Heyei Samim. That's not received Ben Yuvenecha V'Arbeh Oscha B'Mod Mod. So there it says Kel Shakai. But everywhere else, he's talking, this is in the Hashem. He's talking about Hashem. He says in the name of Hashem.
So wait, it's not so often that he uses the name Kel.
Yeah, so the Rashi, right? Rashi says, Kel Shakai, hiftachtim havtochos, ubekun amarti lehem ani Kel Shakai. I promised them promises, and all of them I said ani Kel Shakai. You look at the Chumash, it's not that way. Right. The Ramban says that the difference, right? The difference when Hashem says Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lehem, so Ramban says a little bit differently. Ramban says a little differently. He says that Shmi Hashem lo nodati lehem is not it's not like Rashi says hivtachti lo kiyamti, but he says the idea that in the way I revealed myself to them was baspaklaria she'ena mi'ira, right? Aspaklaria she'ena mi'ira, the glass that is not 100% clear. In other words, the idea being that the difference between aspaklaria mi'ira and aspaklaria she'ena mi'ira, what's the difference between them? So in Parshas Baloscha, when they talk about Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah as being different, so there the Torah explains that Moshe Rabbeinu is a anav mikol adam. He's the most humble of all people, etc. And the Ramchal tells us, what does it mean? It means that his, such as the Ramchal, others say, that he doesn't see the world, he doesn't have to see the world through himself. He doesn't have to see the nevuah of Hashem. He doesn't have to see the Dvar Hashem through a reflection of himself. And with all the other Nevi'im, they see the world as it reflects through them. Moshe Rabbeinu sees through the clear glass. He just sees straight through. He sees things for what they are. In the Nevuah of Hashem.
What does
that
have to do with Hashem not using the name
Kelshamai? Oh, okay, so fine. We're coming there. So the Ramban says that the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah and the difference between the Avos' nevuah is in what he calls the difference between aspaklari meira and aspaklari she'ena meira. Okay, so we have on the one hand we've got Rashi, right? Rashi who tells us that in all of haftachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, all the tachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to the Avos, Hivtachti velo kiyamtim. I made the promise, but I didn't fulfill it. And he says that all those promises were made b'kel shakai. And the Ramban, we said, says the idea of the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Avos is that the Avos, their visions were baspaklaria she'ena meira, and Moshe Rabbeinu was baspaklaria hameira, baspaklaria meira. So, I heard many years ago, right, from my rabbi, from Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, wanted to say that really what Rashi and the Ramban, what they're saying, are really like two sides of the same coin. In other words, the revelation.
What's going to be two sides of the same coin?
Well, how much sleep did you get last night? Okay. The two sides of the same coin.
Same meaning for the...
No. Now it's David's term to say, if you let him talk, then you'll understand what he's saying, right? Because we've done the whole conversation now, right?
I understand.
Well, whatever. Okay.
I have another question. Do you like the whole parsha that is referring to it? Moshe having clear the rule compared to Be'er Avraham.
Well, that's the pasuk says. But Era, this is the Ve'yadaber Elokim Moshe Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem Ve'ra'a Avraham El Yitzchak El Yaakov Kel Shaku Shmi Hashem Lo Nedaka. That's the pasuk says. So what does that mean? So Rashi says it means Hiktakti Velo Kiyamtim. The Ramban says that the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is Aspaklaria Meira versus Aspaklaria She'ena Meira. Then I added a different question, the question of Rav Tzadok, which is, I mean, all the Mefarshim bring it up, but Rav Tzadok really speaks it out and then gives an explanation to it, which hopefully will help us, is the idea where, how can you say that all the Haftachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to the Avos were Bekel Shaka? It's not true. You look at the Chumash, there's Hashem's name written everywhere. Hashem's name is written everywhere. So Moshe said, the idea of I'll say with just a little bit of explanation from what he called. You will use Rav Tzadok's question and Rav Tzadok's answer, right, in order to be able to understand what Rav Moshe was saying. Rav Tzadok says that when the Chumash is telling us that, and when Rashi tells us that Hashem made all the haftachas to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Avraham Avinu, and the Avos via Kel Shakai, he says what it's really referring to is the mitzvah of Milah, which was introduced in a very interesting fashion. It's not that Hashem says he spoke and Kel Shakai spoke to Avram. It says that Hashem said to Avram, Hashem said to Avram, Ani Kel Shakai. I am Kel Shakai, and now I'm commanding you in the midst of Mila. In other words, there's something that's related to Kel Shakai. Kel Shakai. There's something related to Kel Shakai, which is relevant, Bedavka, to the mitzvah of Mila. If you remember, when we were learning in Bracious, we discussed the idea that what does it mean, Kel Shakai? Kel, first of all, is a name of Hashem that says Chesed. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanun. It's a shame of Hashem associated with Chesed. Mitzad Sheni, right? Mitzad Sheni. The shame, Kel, means Koach. Power. Power. When Lavan caught up with Yaakov at Har Gilad, he says, Yesh la'el yadi. I have the power in my hand to destroy you, but your God came to me last night in a dream, in a vision, and told me I shouldn't touch you, I shouldn't dare touch you, etc. Yeah? So the record, Kael is, yeah, is the shame, a shame associated with Chesed and also with power. It's not a contradiction. Why? Because it means that the shoresh of all of the kochos, the source, the root of all of the power, expressions of power of God's will within the world, right, is his ratzon to do chesed. Okay? That's Kael. Shakai, dai belukusi, the chobiryu birya. Right? Remember we talked about this? Remember we talked about the idea that there were different explanations as to what we call shakai meant. Dai de elokusi, there's enough of my elokus to be found the whole birya of birya. In other words, my presence, we talked sfasemistic at the time, remember? My presence is found, there's enough of me in what he called every creation, there's enough of me in every creation to find me everywhere. In other words, my will is inside, this dai de elokusi, the whole birya of birya. There is enough of my presence inside every creation, so that you can find my presence. You can find my presence in everything. You can find my presence in everything. Okay? And then we talked about the Gemara in Chagiga at the time when we learned the idea of the Kshem Shakai. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Shem Shakai, that the world was expanding. The Gemara in Chagiga says the world was expanding with creation. Continuing like a bolt of cloth on a weaver's loom. Coming endlessly long, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, die. And we saw two different pirushim to understand that concept of die. What does it mean? It's expanding endlessly. We saw, if I remember correctly, I think, the Kli Yakar and Rav Yosef Neipshitz. If I remember correctly, right? The Kli Yakar says that the world was becoming more and more physical. More and more physical. So it became too physical. You'd never be able to find the Rebbe Shlomo's presence inside. It'd be too difficult to find it. So you die. Enough. Stop. That's the proper balance. Rebbe Yosef Neipshitz, if I remember correctly, I think, when we learned from the Aras Vash, he said the pshat was that it was expanding, returning back to its source. Because the source of the Rebbe Shlomo. That means it'd be too easy to find Hashem's presence. Die. Stop. But truth, that really is two sides of the same coin. In other words, Hashem's presence is in the world. His presence is in the world, right? His presence is in the world in a way that a person can always find him. He can find him, right? It's embedded there. It's embedded there. The mitzvah of Mila, if you remember correctly, yeah? The mitzvah of Mila...
How do you hold?
Hush. The mitzvah of Mila... How do I hold? But he called the mitzvah of Mila... Right, the mitzvah of Mila imprints upon a person the Shem Shakai. Remember, we brought from the Sefer Charedim. Right, right. His nose. Right, the two nostrils going up the septum. What he called upward is like a shin. Right, the outstretched right hand arm at a 90-degree angle to the body is what he called a zadalid. And the Os Bris Kodesh, right? Bris Mila, that's the Yud. So the Jew is imprinted, so Avram Avinu had only one Sivu, and the others met some with Sivu, even though they may have kept the Kol Torah Kula, but they only had one Sivu. One mitzvah. And the mitzvah is Mila, to imprint themselves the Shem Shakai. So that was their experience of the world. That was their experience of the world. In other words, they didn't have the tzivuyim. Every mitzvah, we've talked about before, every mitzvah is milashon tzavta, to be together with Hashem. They didn't have tayag mitzvos. Right? They didn't have tayag mitzvos. They may have kept the Torah, but they didn't have it as a tzivui. The mitzvah, every mitzvah, is to be together with Hashem. Every mitzvah, when He gives us a mitzvah, it's given to us as a mitzvah. The acts themselves are also important. The acts themselves are also, yeah, they're deep acts. But the gonal mitzvah vos, misha ena mitzvah, greater is the person who is commanded than the person who is not commanded. He has the tzivui. He is attached to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tzavta, to be together. And remember, we talked about the idea also of mitzvah mem tzadi in Akbash is yud kei vav kei. Every mitzvah attaches a person to the shame yud kei vav kei. Right? Okay. So now they had only mila. Avraham Avinu. So they're in a state of Hiftachti lo kiyamti. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes promises to them, but they can't see the full fruition, the full promise, the full fulfillment of Hashem's promise to them. Which is, what is that full fulfillment? Is the connection to a completely deeper system of living in Olam Hazeh. Right? Through the mitzvos of the Torah. A person lives on, a Jew lives on a completely different plane.
Are you sure? Olam Hazeh?
In Olam Hazeh.
How do you figure that?
Because you've got mitzvos here in Olam Hazeh. In Olam Abad, you don't do mitzvos anymore. So you get the schar for them. In Olam Hazeh, in other words, the mitzvos, until you get all the mitzvos, until you get all of the mitzvos of Hashem, you're not living completely on a different plane. They had their emunah, right? They were connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam unbelievably, but they didn't have all the mitzvos. Since they didn't have all the mitzvos, they're living in a world of haftacha, of promise, of knowing that Hashem is here. He's in everything. He's Kel Shakai, Daya Belukusi, Chobir Vibiria. My presence is found in everything. But since they don't have all the mitzvos, they haven't been given all the mitzvos, they haven't been propelled onto that plane, right, of seeing the full kiyum of Hashem's presence in the world. When we're surrounded by mitzvos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us tzivuyim. He's propelled us onto a different plane of existence. We don't live on the plane of existence. I mean, if we choose to. If we don't choose to, that's our problem, right? But if we choose to, we don't live on the plane of existence of just a mundane, you know, survival. Everything around us, every act and every object and every experience that we come to contact with is colored with mitzvos, tzivuyim, tzavta, to be together with Hashem.
Yeah, but he wasn't commanded.
But they weren't commanded. The only commandment they had, that's what Reb Tzadok introduces, the only commandment they had was mila, where you imprint it on yourself. Like, you are the person that is imprinted with Hashem's name. But you still haven't been given the Torah. All you've been given is the mitzvah of mila. You haven't been given the Torah where you're living completely on a different plane. Every experience, every object, like I said, is called with Hashem's name. You've been tzavta with Hashem in everything. You don't have it as a tzivui. So, you hear that?
You don't have
all of life as a tzivui. You have all of life as a tzivui. Right? Even Yaakov Avinu, whose midah is Torah, is emes, but it wasn't his as a tzivui. Right? Again, Godel mitzvos, Misha ena mitzvos. There's a lot of understanding step, but one understanding is what he called, when you've got the tzivui, that means that really what Hashem is wrapping his arms around you, he's being mitzvah, he's together with you in this. It's not that you're good, doing good acts, good deeds. Deeds that are important. Deeds that are deep. Deeds that are connected with the Shmei Shemayim. But when he's given to you, but tzivui, he's mitzavta with you.
Okay.
So once we hear that a little bit from the thought, so we can understand what Rav Moshe was saying. That really Rashi and the Ramban are two sides of the same coin.
Because
Bidiyuk. What do you call it? But no, time out. Hashem comes to Moshe and he says, what do you call it? You're backpedaling. You're backpedaling. Right? The Avos, I revealed myself to them, Bekel Shakai. Kel Shakai is all Havtacha. It's what he called, it's the potential, it's all there, but they still haven't got what he called, they haven't gotten the mitzvos, like Rav Tzadok says. They haven't gotten the mitzvos as a tzivui, only Mila, which imprints them, but what about the rest of the world around them? Right? Iftachti velo kiyamtim. And at the same time, that's also the idea of seeing, having the prophetic experience as aspaklaria hameira. Aspaklaria meira. Aspaklaria meira is what you call it, to be able to look out into the world and see the tzivuyim of Hashem right there in front of you. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gets the Torah, he sees the Torah in everything in the Bria. He sees it there because of the tzivui. That's Aspaklaria meira. Everybody else has got to understand the Aspaklaria she'ena meira, that they're related back to themselves. It's like a cloudy window. You see partially your reflection in it. So all the other of you had to see Basakwari She'ena Me'ira, because they had to view things, as it were, through, yeah, the reflection of themselves. Reflection of themselves, because that's all they had.
Well, they had some
kind of Nevuah. They had, I understand, but their level of Nevuah was what he called. They reflected back on themselves. They were crowned with Ani Kel Shakai. They were crowned with Mila, crowned with Bismila, etc. But what do you call it? But that, as a tzivui, that was the only tzivui they had. They didn't have the whole world. Now, look, the whole world is tzivuyim. See the tree, and the asid lavo, in the future, it will be revealed, right? Would the Chazal say that you'll come to a tree, you don't want to pick its fruit on Shabbos, and they'll say, don't pick me, it's Shabbos. Or don't pick me, I'm Orla. What do you call it? The Bria, you'll see that the underlying, the yisod of the entire Bria is the Torah. So that's what he calls. So that, if we hear what, yes, so if we hear what Rav Tzadok is saying, then we understand now Lamafreya much better. The shiur that I heard from Rav Shapiro, now I understand it better. And that's from how many years ago?
3 years ago.
Probably. I don't know. I didn't.
I didn't see it.
30 years ago. Oh, here it is.
You took notes
in?
Wow.
Yom Hei, Parshas Vaera, Tavshin Memvav. Tavshin Memvav. So now is it? I understand it. He talked about the idea that Rashi and the Ramban are really saying the same thing. He explained it his way of explaining. I'm saying that I'm able to communicate it better by way of what Rav Tzadok was saying. And that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, you're backpedaling. You're backpedaling. In other words, they live in a world of emunah. They didn't see the world revealed before them, what do you call, I'm gonna reveal to you. We're supposed to be going forward. And even in their world of emunah, right, whenever things that were, appeared to be a stira to them, a contradiction to them, they just went with it. They went with it. Like the Medrash says, I told Avraham Avinu, kumis alech baretz. Yeah, go walk the land. We walk at the length and its breadth. Right? I'm going to give it to you. And meanwhile, when Sari Menu passes away, he's got to go buy from Ephron and Zachiti, the used car salesman. He's going to pay 400 recoil. He's got to pay 400 talents of silver in order to be able to buy the rights to the Marsa Machpelah. But the land was his. No. Hiftachti velo kiyamtim. They lived in a world of emunah. They knew it. They felt it. They know it's going to be. But they didn't feel the fulfillment of it. They didn't feel the fulfillment of it on that level. Just like on the same level, right? Right, on the same level, when you know that it is Hashem's name, His connection to Him, and the mitzvos that emanate from every object around you are really the source of their being, then you know that the entire creation is really on t'nai, it's on condition, it's because God wills it. You experience it, that it's only because God wills it that it be.
The Avos must have experienced that.
The Avos, again, the Avos, again, we call it, it's hard for us to describe experience, yeah? But they didn't have it via the world of Tzivui. They didn't give it, have it by way of the world of Tzivui. We have a world of Tzivui. So Hashem says to them, he says, Rebbe Amakula. He says, I give record, they lived in the world of Emunah. They saw Haftacha, they didn't see the full fulfillment. They didn't see, you know, the as it were. You are taking the Jewish people now into the world of where the whole Bria they're going to see is really just there unconditioned. Is what you call, how does the Tzivui of Hashem relate to this thing? And that's the entire experience of the Makos, right? The entire experience of the Makos was meant, as it were, to reveal that. In other words, when Hashem takes the Nile, he takes the Nile, for instance, takes the Nile, and the water there now becomes, for the Jew, it's water. For the Mitzri, it's blood. This is the intention now. The intention is we're going to leave Mitzrayim. We're going to go through the Maral talks about the idea. The Sfasemis talks about the idea that the Etzer Makos are coming to cleanse away all the false perceptions or all the loss of meaning in the Asar Mamoros Shenivra Ba'olam. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He creates the world with Asar Mamoros. 10 statements. 10 statements, as it were. Hashem takes the words of the Torah that predate the world. Hashem created the world. He created the world, right? The Torah exists before the world, and he's Mistakel Baraisa. He looks into the Torah, and from that he's Borei the Olam. So the world is always being Nivra because of Hashem's will, and it emanates from the Torah. The world exists because it is emanating from what he called Hashem's will, which is the written Torah. The Torah of Hashem is the source of the world. It's the source of the world. Hisakel Baraiso Bra Almai looked into the Torah and created the world. But the Avos didn't have those Tzivuyim. They knew that's what the world was about, but they didn't have the Tzivuyim. Moshe Rabbeinu, you are now bringing them into the world of Tzivuyim. So the first thing we have to do is the Etzer Makos now comes strip away the false perceptions of Olam Hazeh that people unfortunately have been built up throughout the generations. From the time of the Chet of Adam Arishon, right? The Chet of Cain, the Chet of Enosh, the Chet of what he called Dor HaMabul, the Chet of Dor HaPalaga, the Chet of what he called of the Anshei Stone, all the Chatoim, what he called the Mitzrim, Ervas HaAretz, yeah, the most putrid place, right, on earth. Filled with midos rose, with desires, with passions, with violence, etc. All of that builds up a crust on the world that needs to be removed. Come the Eser Makos, and they strip away one by one, till you come to finally Makos Bachoros, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his presence himself, comes into Mitzrayim, and they all die. Right, they all die, and that brings us back to what he called Breishis Bar Elokim. Right, that I am the Creator. So that's the Eser Makos, and that paves the way, that paves the way for the Aseres Adibros, the Mitzvos. These are the real reality of the world. These are the real reality of the world. The deeper reality of the world. We live on a superficial reality, but the deeper reality of the world is not given to us through Mitzvos. So let's just point out, right? I want to point out two other things. One thing that Rav Moshe pointed out, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he pointed out, you know, you've been Tavshin Mem Vav, and that is that now that the Jewish people, and we'll talk about this, we already started talking about this when we were doing Hallel and Motzei Shabbos and Tillim, yeah? This presentation, of that Hashem's, what do you call it? This presentation of that, it's Hashem's, Hashem is there for us to find in everything.
Presentation of the world.
Right, the world, via mitzvos, right? And Hashem is there in everything. So, it goes through stages. In other words, really, what it's meant to be, right, if we follow the right course, so we started with the Avos, Kel Shakai, they themselves are imprinted with the mitzvah of Mila, but yeah, they still don't have
the development.
Right, right. Of what do you call it? Of Hashem's presence, of Hashem's revelation of Kaviyachal himself within the world. It would if the things have followed course. So then we start with the Avos, and the Avos, as it were, yeah, they're imprinted with the what do you call it, the mitzvah of Mila, and they
started with Adam.
Seder, I said, but we went off course. Then we went off course. What do you call it? So we needed to go back onto course. We had to go with that. Start with Avram. That's why it says Eila told us Shemayim Vaaretz Behi Bar Am in Parshas Bereishis Beosios Avram. Avram now becomes the restarting of the world, right? So they're imprinted with Mila, etc. And now it's come to the Jewish people, right? The Jewish people, through all the events that took place, etc., they had to go down to Mitzrayim, right? Etc., 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 the whole story. They go down to Mitzrayim. And now's the time to begin to reveal, to give to the Jewish people.
The first mitzvah that Bekal was the
meal given to Avraham Avinu? No, there was the Zion mitzvah Noach beforehand. But that's just a man just to keep the world going. It shouldn't go kablooey, right? But the first, as it were, proactive mitzvah that begins to explain what the person is doing here in the world, right? What are you meant to do here? So we stamp Hashem's name upon ourselves. Now we're coming to the birth of the Jewish people. The birth of the Jewish people, first of all, it's going to require, as it were, the process of erasing all the false perceptions of creation. And that's like the Maral speaks that, and like the Sfas we said, talks about the idea of using the Eser Makos to strip away the false perceptions, all the cheap veneer that's been piled up on top of, what do you call it, the Eser, right, called Eser Mamoros.
You talked about this before.
Of course. Yeah. Then as the Sfas Emes talks about that, then that paves the way for Aseret HaDibros.
I don't think you remember, though. You couldn't say which Makos stripped
the veneer. You have to go into what you call in the Maral. You can go into and go one by one. Okay. But with that, we're not doing that right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So then after Kabbalah Satorah. Zachiti. What do you call it? After Kabbalah Satorah, we come to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the place par excellence. It's the place par excellence for the Kiyama mitzvos. First of all, you have more mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael, and that's the ikamakam of Kiyama mitzvos. But it's also a painful process. Eretz Yisrael is nikneis b'yisurim. It's not so easy, right, to get into Eretz Yisrael. Right? It's not so easy to get into Eretz Yisrael, to be zoch to Eretz Yisrael. And so it's a nickname for Yisroel, because as it were, it's just like every time you go up onto a different plane, just like Matan Torah had to be prefaced with what he called with the Golos in Mitzrayim. So to also, yeah, all of the harpatkaot, all of the events that took place, etc., leading up to the entry in Eretz Yisrael, right, are not simple events.
No.
Come to Eretz Yisrael. And then we come to the Makom Mikdash, right? Come to the Makom Mikdash. Come to the place, what do you call the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash. And our connection to our Kodesh Baruch Hu becomes more and more revealed. The Aron, like we talked about so many times before, that I heard the first time from Moshe Zecher Tzadik B'Kodesh L'Bracha. Yeah, the first time I heard the idea that what he called the Aron is Osios Nora, from the Rebbeinu Bachei, the Arizal. That the Aron is Osios Nora. Because the Aron was the example, yeah, it was the paradigm of how everything is Hashem's, everything exists only because Hashem's will. Why? Because in the world of physics, the Aron, there was no room for the Aron, because the Aron had certain dimensions. There's space allocated on either side. They knew how much space had to be allocated, and yet the entire dimensions of the Kodesh Kodashim weren't big enough to hold it. But it was there. So there was a constant reminder that everything is only because Hashem wills that it be. And then what happens? Churban. And the Nevi'im stopped saying what he called. Daniel stopped saying Gibor. Yirmiyah stopped saying Nora. Come the Anshei Knesset Gdola. And they, as it were, the Gemara says why they called Anshei Knesset Gdola. So one day is because Shegidlo B'Shemim of Forash. They were Megadel, right? Hashem's Shemim of Forash. The Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. The other day in the Gemara says, why? Because Anshei Knesset Gdola, they were Megadel, it's called Anshei Knesset Gdola, Sheyachziru Atorah LeYoshen, they returned the crown of Hashem's greatness back to its previous place of glory. In other words, Yirmiyah stopped saying Nora, Daniel stopped saying Gibor. They in turn said, what is good? Now we have to understand, where do you see that Hashem's will is with us all the time? Right? You don't see it in the Beis HaMikdash anymore. You don't see it in his conquering our enemies in a spectacular and miraculous fashion anymore. How do you see it? You see that he's, what he calls that his will, right? You see that his will, right? You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what he called, he hears those cursing his name, and but he doesn't destroy them because the time is not right. That's his gvura, right? Shomecher posel ino oneh, a world that cries out, where is he? We don't see him. He doesn't do anything yet because the time is not right. That's his gvura. That's his restraint kaviyachol. And where is his noros? Hey, kisa achas. How can one sheep survive between shivim zayim, between 70 wolves? So that becomes the evolution. Right? The evolution into the world of Golos, even, of that we see Hashem is around us, He's around us everywhere.
So, the Knesset HaGedolah was a request from Rabbi Yochanan?
No, that was, it's earlier, time of Ezra.
Ezra. He asked not to destroy wood, right?
No, I'm not. Rabbi Yochanan is actually talking about the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Here we're not talking about that, we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. And what he called the Anshei Knesset HaGedola is a word. They did something for which they received the title Anshei Knesset HaGedola. Uh-huh. Right? So one
after the destruction of the Mikdash?
That's the destruction of the first base of Mikdash. First base of Mikdash. So what they did was is that they taught, right? First of all, they reconnected us to the Shem Havaya, right? And which means essentially that to remember that everything that you see around you is an expression of Hashem's will, and it's always on condition. It's only on condition, right? In other words, based upon your connection to Hashem, that's the way the reality is going to reveal itself to you, right? To Jewish people. And the other day is that they returned our praise of Hashem that we'd lost because the Nevi'im no longer saw it anymore because there was no Beis HaMikdash. There was no longer the Rebbe from conquering the enemies of the Jewish people in a spectacular fashion, showing his gevura. Instead, the goyim are subjugating us. There was no longer the aura inside the Beis HaMikdash, which could only exist because Hashem willed that it be, because it didn't fit the world of physics. But if he willed that it be, but there is no aura in there anymore. There's no Beis HaMikdash standing anymore. So what now? So the revelation of Hashem's noraos, his awesomeness, is revealed through the Jewish people's survival. That's really cool. That's what Gemara really says. I mean, he just right. Gemara says, "Hey, chuma achas, yecholi skaim ben shivim umos, or hey, kipsa achas. How can one sheep exist between 70 wolves, 70 shivim zevim? Shivim zevim. I would dare say, and I just want to add this one more point, that in this entire experience, listen to what the Sforno says." Listen to what the Sforno says about Paro, in what he called it's something we can learn from. The Sforno says,
Sforno on this passage?
Yeah. No, Sforno further. Sforno further. No. Sforno says in Pasuk Perek Zayin Pasuk Gimel, Ba'ani Aksheh is Leiv Paro. I will harden Paro's heart.
Yeah.
Okay? He says, Hinei be'yos hakel chofetz b'tshuvas Rishayim. God wants Rishayim to do tshuva. V'lo b'mitzasam. He doesn't want them to die. K'omuchai ani nu'um Hashem. Imachpots b'mos ha'rosha. Ki b'shuv ha'rosha midarka v'chaya. Hashem wants everybody to do tshuva. He doesn't want people to die in their sin. V'omer shi'ar b'es ososov b'es mofsov v'es l'hashi v'es ha'mitzrim b'tshuva. Imagine, there's a limud in tshuva, and the Jewish people are going to be witness to this. How to what do you call it? How this potential? What? There's a limud in what to do? How to do tshuva? They didn't do it.
From Paro?
Yeah, but he didn't do it.
I understand that.
You said it. Right? Yep, up to Paro. Mitzvah. The hodia. The hodia lahem godlo, the chatzo, the ovso to mofsim. Right? Hashem revealed Himself to the midstream, right? With his really good, his and Moses, with the Nehemiah Magazine, phantasmagoric acts. Ka'omu bavur zote madaticha, bavur her oscha es kochi, v'im ze haisa kabonish Yisrael yiru v'yiru. And with this, in other words, two agendas, there was an agenda here of the midstream, to show them how to do tshuva, right? And at the same time, for the Jewish people to see it, and to what you call stand in a state of fear,
that was
just seeing it.
True out of Yuvira.
Well, not just out of Yuvira. Let's see. Ka'amu l'man shisio sasai ele b'kibol l'man tisaper ve'in suffix shelu. Yeah. The Sforno says that the whole experience here was on the one hand for the midstream experientially. You see the greatness of Hashem. You see the greatness of Hashem. Right. It should cause you, on the one hand, to be in fear, but it should also cause you to see his incredible chesed. Because if he can do this, he can destroy you also. If he can turn the Nile into blood, right? The powerful Nile can turn into blood. He can turn everybody into ashes. In other words, think. See what's happening around you. Reflect upon it. Reflect upon it. Reflect upon it. Look at it. Look around. Understand what it's saying to you. But the Paro and the Mitzrim didn't do that. They didn't do that. They allowed their hearts to be hard. Kaved leiv Paro.
I thought Hashem hardened
them. Hashem, what do you call it? This one understands it. Is Hashem didn't allow them, yeah, to release the Jews just to avoid the pain. Because that's not real tshuva. That's just to avoid the pain. He said, I don't want to deal with it. Hashem says, Kaved Leiv Paro, at the very beginning, yeah, the very late beginning of, what do you call it, of the parsha. Kaved Leiv Paro. Kaved Leiv Paro. So Chazal says, the Medrash says, Na'ata Libo Kaved. His heart has become a Kaved. His heart has become a liver. We've talked about this before. His heart has become a liver. Because we said in the system, right, in the system of a person, there is his Moach, which is the seat of his neshama. There is his lev, which is the seat of his ruach, of his spirit, of his midos. And there is his kaved, the seat of his blood, the seat of his nefesh, of his drives, of his wants, etc. A proper person, when recaught, this is, the Zohar says, and I heard this also for the first time from Moshe Zechatak L'Racha many years ago, when a person is put together right, so his moach is on top, his understanding, his wisdom, which is the seat of his neshama, is on the top. His lave, his world of midos, his world of feeling, of expression, is underneath it, the seat of his ruach. And the bottom is the seat of his drives. Not to destroy his drives, but his drives have to be, as it were, subordinate. And his kaved is in the bottom. A person who lives like that, he is a melech. Mem, moach. Lamed, lave. Kaf, kaved. When a person gives over control, automatic pilot, of his heart to his kaved, not a libo kaved, the Medrash says. His heart became a liver. In other words, he was no longer recalled. That was meant to be a finer, more elevated place, as it were, directed by the Moach. But instead, what he called, it's just filled with my knee-jerk reactions, my drives, my angers, my passions, whatever it is. So then you don't listen. You don't process things properly. That's the lesson. That was the lesson to the, what he called, to the Jewish people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was offering Paro and the Mitzrayim. I'm in the process of taking the Jewish people, giving them the world of mitzvos, taking them from the world of Kel Shakai to the world of Yudkei Vavkei. The whole Torah is the names of Hashem, and it's going to spill over into the Bria, where a person can be betzavta, as it were, to be together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything, and everything, and everything. But you, Mitzrayim, right now, you witness, see my power, see my strength, but see my kindness also, because if I can do this, I can destroy you also. Process it. Draw conclusions. Do tshuva. And the Jewish people are standing there watching this. Observe this. Learn from this. Learn not how to make the same mistakes. Don't allow your kaved, as it were, to rule your lave. Right? Don't allow your kaved to rule your lave. So it's more than just the phantasmagoric, you know, stripping away of the garbage piled up on top of the Asar Mamor, and roll them through the Asar Makos, lean to Asar Zagibros. It's not just that globally. There was a message here for every person to look at. Look what a person can mess himself over. It's staring you in the face. It's staring you in the face. And you allow your heart to become your liver, as it were. Your liver conquers your heart. Just drives. They witnessed that. They saw it. They meant to learn from it. Right? And that's part of the lesson we need to learn from the Parsha, among other things.